This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Last week, Visa unveiled a proof-of-concept solution called the Connected Car at the Mobile World Congress Shanghai 2015 to demonstrate mobile and online purchases on the go. So I was there to witness this live thanks to Visa and managed to catch Greg's story. He's the head of Visa Checkout Asia Pacific to talk about the whole drive towards innovative mobile payments technology and how our wallets will change in the future. So I started by asking, you know, why is Visa so keen to get into the mobile payments and how does Visa Checkout actually work?
Thank you. Let me firstly start with the background. We have for many years, in fact 50 years, been an awesome payment mechanism. Physical card works everywhere around the world. And people have become very used to that and confident with that. So when our member banks issue a card, a consumer sort of operates with great confidence that the card will be used and will work everywhere pretty much the same way. And so you've sort of, we essentially created something that's very straightforward, very simple. Along comes pins, along comes chip, and the consumer can see the trend, can see the behavioural need to enter a pin or to dip the card. They can see the trend, they can see the need, but most importantly, it's the same everywhere. They get used to this same experience. When the consumer goes online, it's a crazy world. The consumer has to key in billing address, shipping address, has to key in CVV, the whole card number, maybe another password. Many times over, the process is awkward. And I guess the consumer says, Visa, come and help me fix this. And as we started to think about how to create a better experience for the consumer, the merchant was talking to us as well and said, if you're going to establish something new, a new way for the consumer to conduct a Visa transaction, you're going to need to make sure that it's easier, it's a better, it's a faster, simpler transaction. So essentially there's two sort of things we're solving. Is one, the merchant says, I would like to convert my sales better. Less than 60% of the time on a desktop, a consumer will try to create a transaction, try to conduct a transaction, and it will fail. They'll give up, it's too hard, it's too complicated. And often the merchant's done a great job of showing their catalogue, showing all their goods, the consumer's made a choice, and then at the end, payment's just too hard. And so one problem, firstly, we needed to solve was make it easier so the consumer can complete that transaction successfully more often than they do today. The second problem, which is that consumer problem, is the consumer wants to do it quickly and easily and simply. The mobile technology means that the consumer is no longer doing it just at their desk or at home on a PC in quiet hours. They're actually on the go. So they're on a bus, they're on a train, they're in a car, they're on the move, they're in a lift. They want to be able to continue to browse, they want to be able to shop and purchase quickly. So it's got to be easy, really simple, really intuitive. And so those principles led us to Visa Checkout.
These kind of solutions feel like it is already there. There are some who are already in this game. You know, PayPal is one of them as well, right? So how is Visa Checkout different from, you know, these other type of, you know, online payment gateways? And what is the core problem that Visa Checkout can solve that the others can't?
Well, that's great. So we've got to a point where there's a need for an experience, and others are playing in that space. But the merchant wants the confidence, the consumer wants the confidence of the involvement of the bank. So the first thing the consumer says is, look, I want my bank, I want my Visa card. It's what I trust, that's what I love. I want my Visa card enabled. And so please, card issuer, please give me a facility, give me a solution. So the first differentiation for us is the involvement of the bank. I want to see when I go online to buy, Visa Checkout will present the card imagery that I'm so used to. So it'll show the Visa card in the look and feel that I'm used to as issued by my bank to enable me to do the transaction. So subtly, the experience is important, but that confidence, the safety, the security that you're so used to with Visa needs to come with that transaction.
So I'm on the Visa checkout site here, and it seems fairly simple. You know, all I need to do is just create an account, key in my Visa card details, key in my shipping address, save it, and I'm done. How do you draw the line in terms of, you know, making it easily accessible for consumers to, you know, and easily available for them to buy products and stuff, but yet also still, you know, it's secure? Because, you know, when the whole e-commerce boom started up, you know, we had to key in 6-digit passwords, we had to key in tag numbers or PIN numbers, we had phone calls or SMS verifications. There were so many steps that, you know, makes you feel this is secure. Visa checkout seems that, you know, it's taking away that element of, you know, multiple entries of passwords. Do you feel that is also taking away consumers' sort of trust or confidence that this is secure? Or do you feel that, you know, consumers are willing to invest as long as it's convenient for them?
Let me deviate just a little bit to explain one thing about Visa checkout, which the consumer loves. Is when you click on Visa checkout on a merchant's website, you don't get taken away. The consumer hates that. And the consumer concerned that they're going into a situation where other parties' browsers changing, other windows are opening up. And that leads to some of that discomfort about shopping. So the consumer's on the retailer or the merchant's website, and they're presented with Visa checkout exactly the same way everywhere they shop. So there's confidence that I'm doing a consistent, have a consistent experience. So yes, we have to balance some security. We need all of the layers, which we have, all of the layers of Visa security that sits behind a card, all the protections around liability for lost or fraudulent transactions all still exist with Visa checkout. But on the front end of a transaction, the consumer wants an experience that's smooth, that's simple, that's easy. So we're spending a lot of time making sure that the experience integrated into the merchant's website is at the earliest possible point, that you're not taken away from the merchant's website and that you have just a few clicks. If the issuer needs to then check the validity of the consumer, wants to send a one-time password to the consumer, then we want to make sure we can support that as well. So the consumer's sort of getting a bit best of both worlds. They're getting that whatever the card issuer and the environment requires for the confidence, but at the same time getting an elegant, simple experience.
It feels also that, you know, Visa, you really driving Visa checkout at a very fast pace because you're just moving into online right now. But here in Mobile World Congress Shanghai, I'm seeing Visa connected cars. I'm seeing, you know, Apple Pay's connection, you know, Samsung Pay connection as well. You're enabling a lot more ways for you to use Visa checkout other than the desktop. Is this where you feel, you know, the more ways that you could use a Visa checkout, is it will build that trust in consumers?
Yeah, I think that the consumer's going to be looking for ubiquity. So it starts with the traditional e-commerce and mobile commerce environments. So whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in retailing, whether it's in travel, whether it's in fast foods, we want to be there. So as the leading providers in those spaces build new websites, build new apps, build new experiences, we want to make sure Visa checkout is integrated into those environments. But we're also thinking a little further ahead. And so here at Mobile World Congress, we're showing the connected car. And there's a stat that I've been using is 250 million cars around the world by 2020 will essentially be a computer, or will be a node on the internet. And so, in fact, whether it's at home, whether it's your appliances at home, whether it's your TV, whether it's your car, all these devices are connected. The consumer is going to want to conduct commerce and pay for commerce using all of these devices. So we've been spending some time with Pizza Hut, with Accenture, conceptualizing what would the integration look like, what would the experience potentially look like if you're in a car and you need to transact. And so Visa Checkout has definitely been prepped and built to have solutions so apps could integrate. So SDKs are available for any developer, whether it's an existing developer, an existing shopping cart, or people who are thinking a little further ahead. We're saying use Visa Checkout. It accepts all card types. It will support all consumers. And we're rolling it throughout the world. So we're seeing a great deal of traction by thinking a little further ahead than just today's commerce, today's transactions.
I'm speaking to Greg Story. He's the head of Visa Checkout Asia Pacific. And up next, we will talk about how the whole connected car works. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu. And today, we're listening to an interview that I did with Greg Story. He's the head of Visa Checkout Asia Pacific when I was at the Mobile World Congress Shanghai 2015, thanks to Visa, and where they demonstrated a mobile and online purchases on the go using Visa connected car. So Greg, can you explain to me about this whole connected car? How does it actually work? Where does Visa Checkout come in? And why a car?
Well, let me maybe use two examples. One which has been a lot of fun here at Mobile World Congress is showing that you could be literally driving the car, you're talking to the car using IVR. That technology is available today. In fact, all of the components of this technology exist, satellite navigation, IVR technology. So an app is essentially running in the car. You ask it, invoke it to take you to pizza, open Pizza Hut. And you get to open Pizza Hut, select whether you want to use the same order you did last time or make a new order. So I might select my last order. I want a Supreme pizza. And I want it from a certain store. So I can have that conversation with the app, but the conversation falls flat if I haven't been able to pay for it. And so we demonstrate how Visa Checkout could be integrated into that experience. So I'm just literally driving the car, talking about what I want to order from Pizza Hut, make the order, and pay for it without my hands leaving the wheel. Or my passenger could be touching buttons on the dash and complete that transaction. So it's sort of showing a use case where I could order pizza and I could collect it physically while still driving in the car. But then we also showed another example, which was parking. In many countries, many parts of the world, parking in certain places is got to be paid for. Again, an integration with the parking system could apply where the car literally parks in a location which requires payment, and the dashboard application could deal with that there and then. So these two examples are just concepts, really, and we're saying let's integrate it, let's show that in a car, and let's let people look at that. And we're not only for the purposes of showing, but we're actually doing a proof of concept test in the US. Where we're seeing what the consumer response. We're working with Pizza Hut, we're working with Accenture, as I said before, because we're trying to work out what sort of data we can collect to... Do we need to define standards? Do we need to make this technology generically available? Where's the competition in this going to lie? So we want to really understand the consumer and the merchant, but also how do we best facilitate connected experiences?
Which is interesting that you brought up in terms of, you know, general standards for this, because this is fairly new, having, making payments for parkings or buying pizzas or paying for petrol, in your car itself. When it comes to standards, is it an issue when you move to, from country to country in terms of, different payment solutions, especially, when it's something so fairly new and so fairly advanced as well?
Well, I think the area of standards is something Visa's been excellent at over the last 50-odd years. So whether it's the MagStripe standard, whether it's the chip standard, and more recently we created a tokenization standard. Now, that tokenization standard gives us confidence that if we implement tokens to help enable things like Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, as examples, and down to the track, whether it's gadgets, fridges, wearables, whatever they be, tokens are likely to play a part. Rather than effectively leave the card details with all of these different devices, tokens can work. So to make sure that the rollout, the usage, the all of the different facets of making a transaction work are essentially simple, standards are necessary. If we were to pursue our own way of doing those that connectivity, it isn't going to be the ideal answer for people who make wearables, who make these different devices. They want to essentially adopt one technology or one approach, which is going to facilitate all cards, all payment types, all players. So Visa's really keen on making sure where there's standards necessary that we lead the way and we define standards. And of course, we want to be on the front end of using those standards and applying those standards, which we're demonstrating with many of the things we've shown here this last couple of days with Apple Pay, with Samsung Pay, and HCE support of Mobile PayWave.
A lot of these new technologies as well that you're showing here in the Mobile World Congress Shanghai feels that it's ready. It's there. It's a proof of concept, but it doesn't feel like a concept. It feels that it's something that I can use today itself. What do you need? What does Visa need in order for all this to, you know, be part of our daily lives?
Well, I think with Visa Checkout, the thing we're doing right now is working with our member banks. So we're working with the banks to make sure they can be ready to help guide their customers to enroll and enable them into a Visa Checkout account. So there's that enrollment step that's going to be necessary. And the second equally important thing is to make sure acceptance is in place. So we have to start somewhere, and the consumer tells us that, you know, give me a good variety of recognizable brands. So whether it's the brands we've introduced in the United States or more recently in Australia or Canada or elsewhere, we're adding brands which demonstrate, I guess, sort of leaders in each of their respective fields. The consumer says, wow, I can see a leading travel player, I can see a leading airline, I can see a leading fast food outlet, I can see shops and retailers that I'm confident with. Establishing those people with Visa Checkout acceptance will sort of get us started. And then from there, it's making sure the enablers, the providers of technology, the app builders, the website builders, the payment gateways, the different components, if you like, in the chain of enabling e-commerce today. They're all aware of Visa Checkout and they're all looking at it, but demand comes once they know the consumers are coming from the banks, and similarly those leading merchants will adopt knowing there's consumers there to present the brand to.
Now, besides food, because I see a lot of, you know, Pizza Hut partnership, and you know, recently there's Dunkin' Donuts as well in the US. Besides just, you know, the F&B industry and using Visa Checkout, what sort of industry do you feel that can also benefit a lot from having this kind of technology? Whether it's, you know, from your wearable technology or your car, or even, you know, to the desktop as well.
Well, I think the thing that we found with Visa Checkout is we solve more than a payment problem. We solve more than drop out at payment at checkout. So one of my favourite examples is in cinema, and in entertainment players have said to us their strategic mission is to reduce their box office queue. They don't want people queuing up to buy tickets to go to the movies. They want the consumer to get onto an app. And that app needs to be constantly iterate, to be smart, to be easy, to be great for the consumer. And when they look at Visa Checkout, they see that's could be an awesome part of the experience. So the consumer could not only find the movie and the time and the venue for going to the movies, but could then also pay straight away. And so in that one industry, Visa Checkout's sort of an obvious component of their app building. I think retailers are the same. I think retailers go to a lot of trouble to get you to find the catalogued item, the size, the colour, the different model of shoe or whatever it is, fashion that you're trying to purchase. They do. They want the checkout experience to be almost instant, straight after you've selected the shoes, should pay straight away. If you think about an iTunes experience, and you pick the song, what happens next? You press a button and it's paid for. The consumer's expecting an immediate process that is easy and simple straight after they've selected something. So we hear a lot from merchants, whether it's food, whether it's ordering food, whether it's entertainment, travel and so forth, just make the whole thing simple, make it easy. Let me integrate it further and further into my experience so the consumer, regardless of what they're trying to buy, can have a great experience.
So you would say that changing people's mindset to use something like Visa Checkout wouldn't be a problem because they are currently facing a lot of pain points, and this is where you're coming in to solve that. You are not afraid of, you know, people's habits of, you know, being so stuck into what they're very comfortable with because you feel that, you know, this is a pain point and you are addressing it.
Well, look, I think it's going to take time. We've got to do a lot of things here. We've got to get the consumer enrolled. We need to make all of the merchants and the places of acceptance in place, because the consumer wants to be able to see Visa Checkout wherever they go. But we certainly have, from our experiences to date, seen the consumer loves it, loves the experience, and they come back trying to use it again. And we're now starting to see, as we broaden acceptance in certain countries, we can see the consumer, well, loves using it to go to the movies, now I'll try and use it to order the pizza. Now I'll start thinking about using it to buy clothes. So the consumer gets confident with something that's easy, that's simple and secure, and is recommended or endorsed or provided by their bank.
One final question, I think, is, you know, the future, looking ahead, you know, besides, you know, having connected cars and all, what else do you think would really be a game changer? I'm just digging your mind in terms of, you know, what you believe. You know, we've seen a lot of Internet of Things, you know, smart cities, you know, connected stuff. Everything is going through the mobile. What do you believe that would really change the game beyond, you know, having, you know, something like Visa Checkout and connected cars?
Look, the thing that I'm personally seeing is that the first thing is in most countries, people have built mobile apps as essentially being a mobile wrapper around a regular website. But I think the world's changing. I think apps are essentially going to bring new experiences for new ways to purchase. You see it with Uber, for example. You'll see it with you saw it with iTunes. You'll see it with many things introduced where a whole new way of conducting commerce is going to occur with apps. I think the physical world, or the, in other words, where you need to pay in the physical space, so whether you're shopping for groceries, whether you're trying things on at the store, or you're picking out a piece of white goods and so forth, I think apps are going to play a really big part in your life. And so that habit, for example, one of my favourite examples, when you're buying electrical goods, most people get straight onto their phone to compare the price before they physically buy something. They're there with their partner, they've found the washing machine they really like, but they just check online. And so you'll do that with an app, but you'll actually pay with that app. You won't even go to the counter. You'll pay, you'll make the choice, and you'll pay yourself with an app. You won't need to go to a physical checkout. And you'll order it, and you'll tell it what, you know, it'll tell you what day you're going to get instructed which day it's going to arrive for delivery. So I guess what I'm saying is that apps are going to do more than just sort of wrap up a website. The app's going to drive the whole experience from the beginning to the end, and we need to make sure we're there. And that's the sort of conversation we have with many of our merchants. You know, let's make Visa Checkout capable today, but let's also collaborate on making sure Visa Checkout's part of our future experiences as well.
Greg, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
That was Greg's story. He's the head of Visa Checkout Asia Pacific, and we were talking about the whole drive towards mobile payment technologies and how our wallets will change in the future. This has been BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.